I've heard that one has got, he's got some eternal connection with Harinam Guru. Does he similarly have such connection with Guru?
Yes. Well, similar and the same, we may see. With slight difference, we may think similar.
Seemingly many devotees get confused because they want to have one master. And but somehow there comes two.
That is in a, when they are in a formal position, but when they enter into the material realization, then they have not such grievance, because he may see there, what is Guru? Guru means he has come to give something. What is that thing? If he find his thing another, then in another place that is his thing. Same, one and same, common interest. So difference, and the formal difference reduced. When one can catch the very substance of the teachings, for which the Guru should be respected, that is a thing, the substance, something, some knowledge or some thread of love or anything. But when one is closely connected in intimacy with the thing which Guru comes to give us, then wherever it is, you take the one and the same thing, friendly relation, and they are not antagonistic, cooperating. They are cooperating, sincere. They are cooperating. One will encourage, no, just the Vaishnava fashion. No, you obey the order of him. He will say, no, in this way, the friendly relation. Though separate in figure, but at heart they are one same, because they have got the common cause. Common cause. They have not come to fight. They have come to fight with the agents of Satan only, not amongst themselves. Is it not? So, if we can recognize the real thing for which we are approaching the Guru, then in relation to that, we shall have our adjustment with Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Vatta Padarsha Guru. We are all indebted to them all, infinitely. I am helpless. What can I do? They are benevolent, infinitely gracious. They are my guardians. I may have many guardians. They are to look after my welfare. They have not come to destroy me. So, Swami Maharaj, he is taking, I think, that after he has passed away, the Sridhar Maharaj, as I requested, he is taking up the standard in his old age, when he is so unfit physically, still he is trying to keep up the standard, that they may not come down. If new questions arise due to the course of time, he may try to solve them, to help them. He is my friend, the rest of my activity as far as possible, he would sympathetically deep to help them. Help them, the cause for which I was selected and I did so much by the grace of the Lord, the same cause may be enhanced by Him, whatever little may be possible for Him in this old age to do, to contribute. You may look with this idea.
When Krishna comes, He also comes with His associates, His friends, and His paraphernalia. So is it the same also with the Guru, for example, our Swami Maharaj? He also comes with His associates who play as His disciples?
Yes. Yes, of different types.
So they're following Him. His preaching mission, they're taking birds from different planets. To follow Him? Swami Maharaj told us that he's traveling in the material world.
It is a general thing. That is a general way. But even there is gradation. Gradation also there. Swami Maharaj came, and the Gurudev of Swami Maharaj, he also came like that. It is not. So in this way you have to adjust. With how many they came with. Mostly recruited, and very few maybe his companion.
We've heard that in
the discussion of Sarvabhaum and the Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Acharya, have you gone through Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes.
And Sarvabhauma is opposing that Chaitanya Dev cannot be incarnation. Gopinath Acharya says, you do not know in the Shastra, what? In Shastra it is mentioned Trijuga, because in Kali Yuga he has got no direct incarnation. So one of his name is Trijuga. The Gopinath Acharya told that you think that you know much about Shastra, but in Bhagavatam, Mahabharatam, there is direct mention of the avatar in Kali Yuga. You have got no knowledge, no recognition of that. Then Sarvabhauma apparently defeated, he told you, you go and take prasadam, then afterwards you will come to teach me in this way. Then Gopinath told in the discussion that not by the dint of one's study or his intelligence one can understand who is God, but only through His grace. God can be known only through His grace. Then Sarvabhauma says, and you have got that grace and I have got not that grace. What is the reason behind? You say that you have got grace because you say that He is an incarnation. So you have got grace. And because I don't can't give recognition to, I have not got grace. What is the proof against this? He is a given. Then there is one expression in Chaitanya. Acharya kahi vastu visaye hai vastu gyan, vastu tattva gyan hai kripate praman. The evidence, the witness that I am right is foundation is vastu visaye hai vastu gyan. To know, to come in a plane where from we can know what is what. That is the foundation on which I speak to you. Vastu visaye hai vastu gyan, vastu tattva gyan hai kripate prama. That you have got the grace of the Lord and you know Him, and I have got not because I deny Him. What should be the reason? Then the answer is that. Vastu visaye, to know what is what. There's one's own experience, one's own inner experience is the real evidence to him. And not outside things can give any proof. Hridaye nabhanugyato, the internal satisfaction, our acquaintance, our connection with reality. That way, this is this. Just as our Guru Maharaj gave the example that one is born in the darkness of a dungeon. And if he is proposed, let us go to see the sun, then he will carry a lantern in his hand, a candle. He would show me the sun then. No light is necessary to see the sun. Then, do you want to be fooled me? Nothing can be seen with the help of a light. Nothing can be seen. Then he will catch him, caught him by the hand and forcibly take and see the sun. This is the sun. By sun's light we can see the sun. That sort of experience one will have. No calculation, no evidence, witness, but the experience. Direct experience is the proof that he is there, like the sun. And Bhagavata Madhava, Atma parijnanamayu vivadu jastiti nastiti vidatmanishta vartupi naibu paramita pungsaṁ matka paramishta dhiyam salukāt. Atma parijnanamayu. What to speak of Krishna, even the conscious unit. Parijnanam, self-effulgent, it is all light. Yeah? All light. Atma parijnanam. Vibhado jhastiti nastiti. Then why there is this quarrel? Some say that he is, some say that he is not. Why this quarrel? Vibhado. But the exception say, no, there is no God. Some say, no, there is God. God is. Why this quarrel? Parijnanamaya vivado astiti nastiti. He asti. Surely he exists. No, he never exists. Such vivad, quarrel. Astiti nasti vidatmanishtha. Vastupi, it is useless. Still, naivo evo prameta, it won't end. It is useless. Still, it will continue. Where? In a particular section. Yastitina viratmanishtha vartopi no eva uparameta. It will have no end. Mattak paramishtha dhyam. In a particular section, Dr. Gass has no eyes, no sun. Mattak paramishtha dhyam shalokat, who has deviated from my conception as well as his own conception. One who has got not his own conception and at the same time my conception. In that section, it will continue. But those who have got direct experience, no question. It is. Uluke na jake jaiche surje ra kiran. Just as the owls, the owl section, they cannot see, they admit the existence of the sun. That does not mean the sun does not exist. Something like that. Own realization would be the greatest proof. Vastu visaye hai vastu gyan, vastu tattva gyan hai kripate pramana. The eye, the janmandha, the bat's blind, an eye is opened anyhow, is astonished to see the particular important aspect of the environment. But no eyes, no vision, no color, no figure. This is the case. Lord Hari. The seer, the feeler, the those that have got perception, they stand guaranteed. That how can I deny the fact? I am seeing this. I am feeling this. This is such and such, so magnanimous, so great, so benevolent. All these things you can't deny. You are unfortunate, you can't see. Some see, some cannot see. Same place, so many. One can see, another cannot see. Whom he likes to show him, he can see. One who likes not to show him, he can't see. Such thing. In Kuru Sabha, when Krishna went to Duryodhana party with some peace proposal between Pandava and Kaurava, then Duryodhana, he thought that we have got the golden chance. Now if I can put Krishna into prison house, the Pandava will die broken-hearted, no question of fighting with them. The corners also joined, and they sent Duryodhana, go and bind him with this rope. Dushasan came with the rope in hand, he would try to bind. There was Satyaki, his attendant, he furiously came with sword. Krishna peacefully got hold of his hand, of the Satyaki, with the hand with sword. And he began to show himself in such a way, the perplexed Dushasana. So many figures, whom I shall put? Where to put the rope, and whom to bind down. So many, and spirit, so many fears. One side Baladeva, another side Arjuna, and so many rishis, they were chanting his name. A huge vapor, he was but complex, complex. And Vishnu Drona, they began to sing in praise of Krishna. The Virat Murti, what is this? It's a magnanimous, great vision, so many pages. It was breakfast and the whole atmosphere filled with a divine spirit. Then Dhritarashtra, he and there were so many, there were Sri Narada and others also, rishis. They began to chant in praise of Krishna in this way. And Dhritarashtra, no eyes. But he can hear that in this meeting suddenly they are all praising Krishna, and some sort of wonderful things are happening around me, I can't see. He could feel, and he prayed to Krishna, "For the moment, please remove my blindness. I like to see your this great expression. But afterward you would make me blind again. But for the time being, only remove my blindness." Krishna told, "No necessity of removing your blindness. I say you can see, and you will see. Without even the physical blindness was not barred to see that great vilas of Krishna, the great thing. Only his will. The physical eye can't see. The divine eye can feel him, can see him. And by the will of Krishna, temporarily the divine eye was given to Dhritarashtra. And his blindness was not, did not stand in the way of seeing. And he could see Krishna. So it is something like that. Something like that. I say, no, it is not here. I can't see many things, but not exactly this microscopic. The sound, the ear can't come in contact with the sound of a particular degree. The high degree sound cannot touch this ear. We can't hear. We are told that the sun, moon, they are all reverberating and a huge sound. But that degree of sound we can't catch. Very meager also we can't catch, and very high also we can't catch. So light also, Ranjan Rasmi, if any higher degree of light is here, we shall see darkness. And the lower, that is also darkness. Only in a particular stage of light, that we, our eye can catch. More intense light, we can't catch. More meager, also I can't catch. A particular degree. This eye is prepared only to catch a particular plane of wave of the light. So that is the case. Everything is like that. Touch, everything like that. Much more that we can't catch, and much less that we also can't catch. Everything. We are meant for a particular plane and particular limit. And we are judged on that side. Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. Nidai Gaur. Dayal Nidai Dayal. Yes?
Swami Maharaj taught us that the Guru, he takes responsibility for his disciples to make sure that they go back to Godhead. So when the Guru departs, how does he maintain contact with the disciples so that he makes sure that they go back?
The Guru takes responsibility to take his disciple back to Godhead. So when the Guru departs, how does the disciple keep contact with his Guru? What, how is the process of contact?
You see, it comes to the same point. Who is Guru? Why he is Guru? And Guru, Shastra, Sadhu of one same tune, and we have to appreciate that, and our onward march will be guaranteed only by that. Otherwise, Guru may not seen only by figure, only by vision of my eye, the picture, the photo is not Guru. Still he has got connection with the real Guru. The eye experience, the ear experience of a person is not the whole experience. The real experience, through his words, the idea, what he has given, that is Krishna consciousness. So if I have real interest with Krishna consciousness, then we have to adjust accordingly all the other things. Otherwise, if I miss the real thing which Guru came to give me, if I miss that thing, then all will be doll worshipper, idol worshipper, idolatry. Only to follow the forms, that will be idolatry. Why he is Guru? There are so many human figures. Why he is Guru? Because he is a mediator, he is a medium of a particular divine knowledge. That is the criterion everywhere to be tested. He put this test anywhere and everywhere. What is your interest? He came to give Krishna consciousness. And where is Krishna consciousness? There is Guru. There is your Guru. He is Guru only because he is in Krishna consciousness and there is particular degree. So we must not make much about the form. Krishna says, when Uddhava put the question, why in the name of religion so many ism in the world? What's the reason? And how we are to adjust? Every concession of religion that is found here, independently they can take me to the goal. Or there is any gradation. Or how to we are to have a conception of so many conceptions of religion in the world? Then Krishna told, when the creation began, then what is religion? I transmitted it to the Creator's heart, Brahma. And from Brahma, that came to so many disciples, about 10 dozen of disciples. But according to the different capacity of those disciples, what they received, there was a little change. When they are giving delivery, so Brahma, from I gave it to Brahma, that was one. When Brahma told 10 disciples, Marichyadi, then when they received it in the soil of their heart, that same thing entered, but a little modification everywhere. And again, when they are giving delivery to their disciple again, a more modification in this way. Prakriti vaichitra and parampojena. One, the difference in the receiver, and another in the succession. So, gradually modified, now we see that in the religious world there is a jungle, regular jungle. Some say to give stress in the penance, some in the gift, perhaps in yap, some this and that. The different, so many branches have come. And also, antagonizing some pasandamat, that is, some ascending opinions, also grown from the human mind against those, that is, modified, descending opinions. So, now we find that is a jungle. So he has to come now and then, yada yada hi dharmasya glanit bhavati, to set it right. When he says that it has been degraded in a high stage, then he has to come again or to send his own person, go and set it right. So the recipients are different and their conception also different. So the difference must there be, cannot but be. But who can catch the real internal meaning, they will be saved, others may be misguided, and they will take a long time for them. Once having real connection with the real Guru, he won't be lost, but the time will be taken very, very long. Can't help. It is everywhere. It is a general thing. This is not a particular case of Swami Maharaj, but everywhere. This is a general thing. Krishna says by that, Uddhava's question, answered by Krishna in this way, in 11th canto, Bhagavatam. And it is quite intelligible, not unreasonable thing, not a dogmatic thing. It's quite reasonable. I can't say any more. I feel too much tired today.
Nahi kallan
kuch kaschit durgati mitato gacchati. If we be sincere, we won't be lost. There is Krishna katha, there is my Guru. Every disciple cannot catch this real spirit of the advice of Guru, can't catch it in the same line. There is another word, another little unhappy. Once Mohammedan Mullah, he was explaining Quran, and so many in the audience. One old lady, she used to take her seat in a corner, and as long as the mullah, the Quran reader, he is reading Quran, the lady is weeping, tears running down her cheeks profusely. So much so that one day that mullah met that lady and asked her, what do you find in my advice? that you are so much impressed. Whenever I cast my glance, look to you, I find that your eyes are shedding tears profusely. What you find in my gesture? Then to his disappointment, the old lady answered, I had one she goat, and her beard was just like that of you, and when she took its hard food, she was moving her head, and the beard, just you move your head, so it reminds me, that dear she goat, and she was very much affectionate to me. I can't stand without shedding, and for that purpose I come to see your lecture. You see. So, Krishna himself came down here. Still there were so many enemies to him. He himself came. And with Jesus also, we find one of his 10 disciples, one was traitor. Judas or something like that.
Judas.
He told disappointedly that one who will betray me is among with you. Who amongst us will betray you? Yes, he is amongst you, in the 10 of you. So, we should not think because we have come to a great man, we have got everything, swallowed, devoured everything. It is not an easy thing. So not a so easy thing that we will finish, we have devoured. Only we have got a connection with the infinite good. And we have to progress with that capital. That I have got everything, that is rather the opposite feeling. One who will approach towards infinite, more and more he will see that I am nowhere. The sign will be opposite. Still, of course, sometimes it is necessary to assert on the courage and on the strength of the faith that what I say, it is true, just as Newton did. Newton, when he was told by his contemporary friend, you have reached the highest zenith of knowledge. Marvelous discovery he came with, that people in his time thought he is sarvajna, he knows everything. You have finished the whole of the area of the knowledge. But Newton wrote, I know better than you, because I conceive that I am just collecting the pebbles in the seashore and the knowledge is eternal like the ocean. The area of knowledge is like the ocean. I am just touching the shore. So I think that I am more learned than you all. Because you say that I have finished all knowledge, but it cannot be finished. I have only touched. So that is also assertion, that I know more than you, because I know that the knowledge cannot be finished, and you think that knowledge is finished. Om Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Sevak Vrinda Ki Jai Akhayananda Maharaj Ki Jai And Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Hari Gaur Gaur Hari Gaur.
You have taken much trouble. So kindly.
Thank you.
Urdhvaga Maharaj. This is Urdhvaga. Urdhvaga.
Urdhvaga.
Acha.
What is the meaning of Bhaga? Bhagavan. You have heard the sound. What Bhagavan?
Bhaga and Vaga, is this the same?
Bhagavan. What does he say? Bhaga, Bhaga.
Bhaga or Vaga?
Uddha Bhaga. Or Uddha Bhaga. What is it?
Urdhvaga.
Bhaga.
Not Bhaga, Vaga.
Bhaga. Bhagavan, Bhaga. Ishwarjasya Samagrasya. Vijasya Jasa Shastriya. Kyano Vairagvaya Shtriva. Sannang Bhaga Iti Bhaga. It's six qualities known as Bhaga. Bhaga means the sixth quality. Vishwarjasya. Anima, Lokima, Bhakti, these are Vishwarjasya. Samagrasya, Virgyasya, Josh, Sri, Gyan, Vairagya. All these six consist of the six is Bhaga. Bhagavan, one who has got these six Bhaga. Uddha Bhaga.
But he is Bhag of the voice, of the speech, of the.
Bhak. Uddha Bhak.
That
is another thing. Uddha Bhaga is another gentleman. There is another man whose name is Uddha Bhaga.
Who is this?
Uddha Bhak.
Yes. Bhak.
Bhak means speech, word.
Acha.
Uddha Bhak. The Bhak, the word, all the words directing the heart. Uddha Bhak. Bhak, the speech, or word or voice or talk have no concern with the lower things. Uddhava. Always tending towards attaining to the higher things. Uddhava. Uddhava, who? Uddhava. There is a class of yogi here in India. Uddhavahu, son, has given the release, Bahu, Bas, Uddha, always.
Yeah.
And it is fixed. They cannot
take
it down again. It is fixed, Uddhavahu. The meaning is that to show that his activity will be towards the physical sense thereby. That is Sahajiya. Akita Sahajiya. Our physical things should be used for the higher purpose. Higher purpose. But the principle is eliminated, the real thing. This substance eliminated. And only an imitation is the physical imitation. That's the trouble.
Then that Urdhareta also.
Urdhareta. Urdhareta. The reta, that is the seven tendencies, not for the purpose of the lower creation. Not for lower creation, the tendency. Only for higher purpose it may be utilized, not for sense pleasure. Should not be utilized for sense pleasure, but for purpose necessary for the higher object. Urdhareta. Eta means Shukra, Seven. Seven is not utilized for a mundane purpose. But for higher purpose, it may be utilized, it is under control. So, It may not be avoided always, it is not meant. Of course, one who has accepted sannyas, it is a valid case. Otherwise, Vyasadeva, this Niyog Patpas, Vyasadeva was engaged, and his son was Pandu, and this is a Rashtra. At the request of his former mother, Satyavati, Vyasadeva came to produce child in the wife of Vijisrija, Umbika and Ambalika, this Niyog system. Bhim, Panchapandav, the Bhimshen, when they are going from Jatugriha towards some unknown quarter, Duryodhan made plot to murder them, so they are hiding themselves. When they are passing Kunti and the Panchapandav, they are passing for some unknown quarter from Jatugriha. Then from the forest, one, that Adivasi lady, Adivasi women, girl, Bhim's figure was a very nice, color was very like gold, and very developed body. And that Adivasi woman, she was also very vigorous and big figured. She suddenly found him, and she wanted to have a child from him. He came and appealed to Yudhishthira. She could find that if he is the leader, appeal, I want one child from your this brother. Yudhishthira asked Kunti Devi. Yudhishthira referred to Kunti Devi. My mother is there. You go to her. Then she falls at the feet of Kunti Devi. I want a child from your this son. Kunti Devi ordered Bhim, yes, go and satisfy his he wants a child from you. By the order of mother, he went with her. So it is controlled for some purpose when it is necessary to serve higher purpose. Vajayavai grihame dhinam in Raghu Vamsa, Gita, Pujanas chasmi kandatpa. In Kandatpa, I am here. When it is necessary to produce a child there, Bhagavate Pujayano Rottai, not for roti, but sense satisfaction, but when necessary to produce a child, it should be utilized. Then no, brahmacharya is not affected in that case. It has got its utility, but not roti, not for sense prayers. That is the meaning of this verse. Pujanascha asmikam dattva in Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavatam puryaya no rottai, not for sense satisfaction, but for necessity. But utility, it should be used. So Uddhareta, Mahadev is known as Uddhareta. Uddhareta Yoga. That is the way, that is the course, the aim towards high. Uddhareta. And there is a peculiar mystic mention about Krishna. Abhuddha Saurat. Krishna, he mixed with the gopis, but Abhuddha Saurat. In such a way, he used with them the Surata. Surata means this intercourse. That was controlled. avaruddha saurata. Avaruddha saurata, not in the sense of worldly pleasure. That is controlled, that is, that is there. That no kama gandha hina. It is independent of any nasty order of this sense pleasure. It is the highest constitutional divinity.